Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melody, Tampa Bay's morning crew. As we said on Friday, and it proved to come true, Cinco de Mayo should never be on a Sunday. Ever.
I definitely agree with that. And neither should graduations.
I was going to say, you had the double thing going on yesterday, Cinco de Mayo and the graduation from USF.
Yeah, it was so much fun. But of course, I mean, I didn't get to celebrate because I had to wake up at 4 in the morning.
So you spend years and years working, you know, like in your juggling, like a job and going to school, and you get it done and you do great. And then the night comes and you worry about going to bed.
Yeah. And I was telling Kevin this morning that graduation, it was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. So I didn't even get done with graduation until, I don't even know, around 8 or something. Then we went to dinner. By the time I got home, it was 10:30 at night.
But you had to have some glasses of wine at dinner. You had this little champagne.
Nothing.
A beer.
Nothing.
Chocolate cake.
Nothing. It cracked me up because even the person giving the speech at the ceremony said something like, listen, this is your last, like, hurrah tonight.
Right.
And then after that, it's the real world. I was like, no, it's already the real world.
Yeah, you already know about the real world. They didn't
here.
Fool you with that one. did they do the old school, like, did you take your hat and throw it in the air?
No. And afterwards, everybody was like, we never got to throw our hats up in the air.
I was wondering, I don't know why I was thinking about that all weekend. I was like, are you going to take your hat and throw it in the air? Like, why are they worried about that?
I would have loved to do that.
Why don't they do it?
Well, we took some pictures doing that outside, but in the actual auditorium, they didn't do it.
Why don't they do it?
It's outdated.
What do you mean?
I guess it's like a thing that they, I don't know.
Kevin, you graduated like 10 years ago, Kevin-ish?
2010.
Yep. Okay, yeah.
9 years. I didn't do it.
You didn't?
I don't care. But that doesn't...
But did they do it when... like?
I think a few people did, but not like the whole...
Okay.
Graduating
it's just not
class.
A thing anymore. It's just not a thing.
Okay. I think it should be. We should bring it back.
I think you
Why
should bring
not?
It back, too.
I think people just worry about, oh, am I going to get my hat back? Is
right.
my tassel going to go flying
they
off?
They decorate them now.
Oh,
so
the hats.
Like they want to keep them, I'm
keep
sure.
Them, yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's terrible.
That's a whole nother thing. So many decorative hats. People send them off to get them decorated and then get them shipped back. I mean, it's crazy.
You know what? When we leave the radio station every day, we should all take our headphones and throw them in the air. And that'll be
They're
what
expensive.
We do.
Expensive.
Yeah, well, that's all right. We're celebrating.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Man, this story just creeps me out. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. So this guy's 28 years old, right? He's cracking his neck. And there's different ways to crack your neck. You can actually take your hand, like, on your, like, jaw and kind of, like, shove it back. Or you could do it like I do it. Like, I just keep bending my neck back. Oh, and then I just feel a little pop, right?
Oh, my gosh. Why did I heard that.
Yeah. Well, because it feels so good.
Oh, my gosh.
So this guy's 28. He did this last week, and he had a stroke. He lives in Oklahoma. He had a stroke. He had to be rushed to the hospital. They said if he didn't get to the hospital within minutes of when he did, he would have died. Because he tore some of the arteries in the neck, and then the blood starts going. You know, it's not supposed to happen that way. But apparently this happens more than people think it does.
No way.
And it's so have you ever seen some people violently crack their neck? Like, they'll go, and they'll just be like, and they'll just, like, throw their head around.
And then
they go, oh, yeah, I feel so much better, yeah. And then it's like, oh, man, it did look like it maybe relieved some tension. But it's putting your body through, like, a lot of trauma.
This is terrifying because I go to the chiropractor and every once in a while it is a little scary because you hear all the clicks and pops and stuff.
Yeah.
But it does. You feel so good. I always say that after I leave the chiropractor, I feel like one of those, you know, those wiggly things out inside of car dealerships. They're like, wee!
Oh, the bending things. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
That's how I feel after everything's cracked.
Oh, I'm never going to look at those the same again. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. This Kentucky Derby thing, are you confused as to what happened?
Well, yeah. All I know is that for the first time in history of this race, the winner, the person who actually won the race, crossed the finish line first.
Horse that won the race.
Right, horse.
Carrying a person.
Yeah.
Carrying a person.
There's a jockey on its back.
There's a man on the back.
Listen, I'm only on my first cup of coffee.
Okay.
I can't.
But they were disqualified.
I think these rules are bad. Here's why. So Maximum Security gets disqualified. He had won the race for 9 minutes or 10 minutes or something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Okay. He gets disqualified. So the horse that then wins the race is the horse that came in second. Okay?
Yes. The runner-up is
Country
now
House.
The winner.
Okay. This is why I think they got this wrong. Because the horse that Maximum Security, the original winner, the horse that he blocked out, I believe was a horse that was going to go win the race. So the horse that he blocks out really doesn't get anything out of this.
Nothing.
All that gets anything out of this was Country House, who was way on the outside and who was never going to win. He was just, it was like a distant second. But this other horse that was coming up through the middle, he was about to go on a tear, and then Maximum Security bounced him out.
And that's why he got disqualified, too, was because he blocked out the other guy. So
why does the other guy not get some type of, like, because this is why I think they just should have kept it with Maximum Security winning, because you really don't know what was going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this whole thing
is just, it doesn't make sense to me that,
so confusing.
The guy on the outside wins, but he was never really in contention. But the other guy who coming up the middle was about to go on a tear.
But I guess the judges see it differently, and obviously they have their rules, and that is what happened. So the second place, Country House, is, you know, number one now, and walked away with $1.86 million in prize money.
Right, and that, I mean, and how much did Maximum Security lose? It wasn't him. It was the gambling on it. It was like almost $10 million that changed hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of all the gambling on the horses. Can you imagine for a minute there's $10 million and it's none of the people who actually won the money, and they all had to go back?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
We did this little, like, random drawing thing. Everyone put in $5, and you got to draw a horse's name.
Yeah.
And so my buddy Rich won it, and he was so excited. And then they're like, wait a second, we're reviewing. We got to go back to the tapes.
What happens when you're at the casino or the horse track betting on it, and Maximum Security wins? You go and cash your ticket in immediately. You run up, get your money, and you leave. What happens?
I thought the same thing, but they
must have. How do you get your money back?
Well, at the Kentucky Derby itself, they waited. Obviously, they knew there was an issue. I can't speak for anywhere else, but there they waited
to
give their money out.
But in a lot of other places, they just look up, there it is, they let it go.
I don't know. Maybe they wait. I don't know.
Isn't that crazy? But what about a couple of guys in a bar? All right, give me my money. There you go. Goodbye. And he walks out the door. And you call me like, hey, they just reversed it. Well, I already got your money. I'm not coming back.
Yeah, gotta bring it back.
It's just crazy. All the things that, it's just absolutely crazy. And I think they got the wrong winner. I really do. It's been driving me nuts.
I think they should have just left it who the original winner was.
This is stressful. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, it's Monday. So this is a perfect day for this segment. Is your boss ruining your life? Is your boss ruining your life? We'll tell you certain ways that your boss may be ruining your life next.
Oh, my gosh. So this is
You're
how
just
you
sitting
can
here with
tell?
A big smile on your face.
This is how you can tell?
Yes, we're going to tell you next. Exactly. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, is your boss ruining your life? It's nothing worse than working for somebody who just, you're just not excited, you're not motivated, you're not inspired by, you know, it's just, and we've all been there. I think most people have been there, unfortunately. So,
oh, yeah, it's hard to find a great boss and someone who's a real leader.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's such a difference between boss and leader.
Right.
Like anybody can just come in and shake their fist and say, I'm the boss, and kind of spit out a bunch of stuff that either is not true or just self-serving. But, man, to find someone that's, like, really a part of the team, that's like a lost art.
Yeah.
It's a lost art. So this list here. These are things that are going on to you because you're not working for a good boss.
So if you're exhibiting any of these signs, basically, that means that it could be that you have a bad boss.
Number one, you just flat out won't be as good at your job anymore as you used to be. You just, the boss will not.
You find yourself not caring enough.
And they're setting you up for failure. And you're falling for the trap because they're your boss. So you just become not as good, not as sharp at your job anymore. Gosh, that's, especially if you really love the work you do and then you get stuck with something like that. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, I've totally been there before.
Another thing is you're suffering frequent burnout. So some of the examples are given here. You're actually exhausted to get out of bed in the morning, and at night you have that terrible nighttime anxiety about going to bed the night before.
Oh, no.
Workplace burnout.
Well, I think that's just because we have a very early alarm. So that's why I get a little bit of that nighttime anxiety. Because I was like, let me double, triple check, make sure my alarm's on, it's working.
Another possible sign here, your professional reputation is starting to suffer. So what it's saying is you're getting less return phone calls from emails from other industry professionals because your performance is going down because your boss is ruining your career. You're developing bad habits, and one of these at work being you and the rest of the people at work are starting to lean against the walls and gossip about what's going on at the workplace, developing bad habits.
No, once the gossip starts, that's not good.
Doesn't that happen at every job, though, even when things are going good? I just feel like workplace gossip is just, how do you even beat that?
I've worked in so many different environments, and I will say there are definitely places that have a lot more gossip than others. Like, I've worked outside of radio and in radio, and I can tell you 100% when you work in radio, there's a lot more gossip.
All right. Finally, one of the top reasons that your boss may be ruining your life is getting a new job is becoming very difficult. And again, they say it goes back to the performance, but then they're also saying it goes back to the reputation of where you're working, that people don't want to hire somebody from an organization that's not viewed as being ultra successful.
Mm. So yeah, man, I hate when your current boss gets upset when you're looking for another job.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, I'm not a big fan of you. I just want to know if I could start looking for another job.
Yeah, does I wonder why he wouldn't really like that.
Does that conversation ever happen? Does that ever happen?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know. I bet there's a few people out there. Like, hey, I'm not feeling it, man, so I'm going to start looking.
I also heard that when you're job hunting, you shouldn't do it during company hours as well.
Is that why you're on Indeed.com right there across the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
All right, playing the name game right now. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie, callers 9 and 10, going at it for these Luke Bryan tickets.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be a heated battle. I can feel it already because the tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. It was just announced that he's coming to town. So you're getting the tickets before you can even buy them.
This is going to be the Kentucky Derby version of a radio contest. All right, it's going down to the wire.
Hopefully it's not that confusing.
There could be an objection at the end. We don't know what's going to happen. But Luke Bryan just got announced this morning. Get all the details on the 99.5 QIK Facebook page and 99.5QIK.com. Playing the name game now. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Contestants this morning. This is so big. Luke Bryan tickets.
Yes,
Luke Bryan tickets.
Before they're even on sale.
All right, Melissa and Bodie. The rest of Tampa Bay is really, really jealous because you guys are going at it for Luke tickets.
All right.
Here's what we're going to do. Melissa, since you were the ninth caller, we are going to start with you first. We are going to give you a category. You're going to have 5 seconds to name something in that category. Then, Bodie, you're going to have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys will go back and forth until somebody runs out of names in that category.
And no repeats.
Don't repeat anything. All right. We're just talking about Melanie. She just graduated USF.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Go Bulls.
Go Bulls. Here we go. We got 5 seconds on the clock, Melissa. Name things you celebrate. Go.
Birthday.
Wedding.
Anniversary.
Funeral.
Graduation.
Paying off debt.
Promotion.
Five seconds. Oh, man. Bodie. Melissa, obviously, congratulations. You got those Luke Bryan tickets. But, Bodie, you're celebrating a funeral?
I know. More importantly, what was that about?
I couldn't think of anything.
It was a celebration of life.
There you go. As all of Bodie's friends and family now are like, really, Bodie?
Gosh.
Celebrating funerals?
Yeah.
Good job, dude. We'll do it again tomorrow at 7:40. Melissa, congratulations. You're one of the first people to get these tickets in Tampa Bay.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. I hope this can save a couple of you some time here. This gets you beforehand. But southbound lanes of the Skyway Bridge are completely closed. Law enforcement trying to get somebody off the top of the bridge. But, of course, this is also impacting the northbound lanes. All right. So that's southbound. All southbound lanes of the Skyway are closed right now. Totally closed. But, obviously, the northbound lanes of the Skyway are also backing up. Try to totally avoid that area if you can. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Hey, big ups and congratulations to our boy, Chase Rice.
Yeah, congrats.
First number one song. He's been doing this for 7 years.
That's a long time.
Tell you, I've hung out with him a couple times. He's such a great dude. He's like such a guy. Like he just wants to sit around, write music, perform country music, have a couple of cold beers. He's just a guy's guy. He's a super cool dude. And congratulations, Chase Rice. Finally got your number one song after 7 years.
He deserved it.
The song is Eyes on You. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Mutt Monday is next with our friends from Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. Little puppies running around the studio.
Yes.
All right, we'll try to get her home right after Zach Brown Band. 99.5 QYK.
It is Mutt Monday. 99.5 QYK.
Best part of Mondays, Mutt Mondays, with our friends from Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete.
Yes.
And we got to say thank you to Tito's Handmade Vodka for helping us out as well.
Of course.
Yes. All right. So we've got little Rose in studio along with Pat and Cricket.
Yeah.
Rose, I tell
Rose
you.
Rose is the one up for adoption.
Well, Pat and Cricket said that if the home's right, they would all, yeah, they would also move in. And so that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But look at little Rose. Yes. She's a little Chihuahua Italian Greyhound mix. And I have an Italian Greyhound. They're a great breed. Perfect size for if you have an apartment, a smaller.
And your pup would love a friend.
I know. You know what?
I know. You're planning a wedding and it's still
I'm not exactly ready right now to adopt. But man, if I were.
I feel like every Monday comes and Melanie's fiance turns on the radio and he's like, no, please, no.
And he says that. He says that every single Monday he's just waiting for a call, or not even a call. He's waiting to walk in the door
and
at home,
dog,
and there's
yeah.
a new dog, and he goes, oh, man, I knew it was going to happen at some point, and it probably will. Not today. But Rose is going to find another great home, somebody who's looking for a dog, ready to adopt right now.
Yeah, you can't look like that and stay in a shelter.
She's really so cute. Stinking cute, her little Chihuahua face. Oh,
you know what's funny is she's really athletic. She could be one of those Frisbee dogs.
Yeah.
Just the way she jumps high.
The
she's
agility.
Like, she's got like the ping pong or the pogo stick kind of like a, the ups on her are
just
pretty cool.
Looking, to do something. She wants to do something.
So we're going to go over to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page and we'll do a video and hopefully you guys will like and share it as you always do. And we'll get Rosa home in the next couple of days. Real sweet little pup. And like I said, thanks to Tito's Handmade Vodka and all the great people at Pet Pal St. Pete. All right, we'll see you on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. And you'll meet Rose.
She's so cute.
She's got a little smile on her face, too. Look at this.
She's black and white. She's just itty-bitty and so cute.
All right, we'll see you on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page and help us get Rosa home.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie. So I'm going over all these Twitter accounts about this Kentucky Derby, and it seems that people now are more confused than ever. And I think I was really onto something earlier. Okay, so the horse that won the race,
yes, the original winner,
maximum
the finish
security
line first, yes,
was disqualified.
Yep.
Okay, the horse in second place, named Country House, then was bumped up to first place.
Yeah, which makes sense to me. I mean, whoever is runner up, then you become the winner.
But those two horses never had any contact with each other, though.
No.
So the horse that did get blocked out,
which is why the winner got disqualified,
doesn't get anything.
Nope.
It had nothing to do.
But it wasn't in second place. So that's why.
But what if it was going to go and pass all the rest of the horses?
What if? You can't win off of that.
Okay, so here's my question based on what I'm reading on Twitter. If you're the horse that got blocked out, but you know that you're not going to win it anyway, why even object if you're not getting anything out of it?
Because the rules are the rules, and it's what's fair. That's why.
But
it's the principle.
Okay, so it's all principle.
Yes.
All right.
Now, I think that being said, the whole thing is ridiculous, and I think whoever won should have won. I think it was just so weird.
It's overtaken social media today, and obviously the memes are hilarious. There's all kinds of memes going around.
It reminds me of that time that there was the beauty competition, what, about a year ago? And they were like, oh, okay, this is the winner.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey. Oh, actually, no, just kidding. This person's the winner.
Just kidding. You didn't win. Yeah, exactly. Actually, he's in a bunch of the memes.
Is he really?
He's in a bunch of the memes. And one of them, he's looking at the when they have the two horses together.
Yeah.
And he goes, can I see that instant replay again? And so, because, of course, he didn't know what he was doing up on the stage.
Right.
And so he was like, wait, what? Oh, let me read this again. So they got him all over him.
But they should make a meme that says, and the winner is Miss Columbia.
I just feel like the horse that got bumped out of the way should have gotten something. He didn't get anything.
Well, he got to run in the Kentucky Derby.
I know, but then he just hooks up. So the horse that...
Are you that dad where everyone gets a ribbon? Is that what's
No, God,
here?
No, I'm the opposite. Okay. That's why I don't understand why the one that won, it won, because he didn't do anything to win.
Well, he was second, and then now he's first.
I'm not rewarding second. I want to reward the horse that's going to win.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yep, like Utah, where a woman tried to trick her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Into drinking Drano.
What?
He said he wasn't feeling good. Okay.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, well, you should try some of this. It'll help you go to sleep. And she tricked him and said,
as in you'll die.
She said, this will help you go into eternal sleep. Well, he didn't know what eternal meant, so he was like, oh, that sounds nice. Like, I'll feel better after I get some eternal sleep. She was trying to, in fact, off him. It was part of her plan.
Oh, my gosh.
The 50-year-old man took a couple spoonfuls of Drano, started not to feel well. As a matter of fact, he said he was in horrific pain. Then she changes her mind and calls an Uber, takes him to the hospital. She got arrested.
Well, good. And the man's okay?
The man is going to make a full recovery. But
oh, my goodness.
This woman, I mean, it's just really crazy because why would you do this and then say, uh-oh, this is a mistake, and then you call Uber to take him to the hospital. He tells everyone what happened, and then they send a police car back, takes her to jail.
Well, thank goodness he's okay and that she's locked up.
And thank goodness this happened in Utah, not Florida. 49 other states are crazies, man.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you just had to hide that stuff from kids. Apparently, girlfriends, too.
Girlfriends.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5
QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So everyone's on Baby Watch, Royal Baby Watch. But then there's a Danica Patrick Baby Watch.
Yeah, but this ended up being fake news. But she led people to believe on her Instagram over the weekend that she was, in fact, pregnant with Aaron Rodgers' baby. I would be guessing that that's who's.
He's an NFL quarterback. What team does he play for?
The Green Bay Packers.
Wow, that's very good. Very nicely done.
Oh, my gosh. I know Packers.
Well, I didn't know you get that.
Yeah, all my family's in Green Bay.
All right, so Danica's not pregnant.
Yes, so she had posted a photo of herself with her sister. It was like a selfie, and she said that her sister was giving her tons of parenting advice and that she just loved spending time with her. So everybody started putting all these congratulatory comments.
Yeah, like,
saying,
why is your sister giving you parenting advice?
Oh, yeah, parenting advice. Right. Is that how you're announcing you're pregnant? And oh, my gosh. So she went back. She updated the caption saying, wow, I really need to read my captions before I post them and also maybe even read them out loud to see, like, how they sound to other people. Because she said she read it and didn't even get it. Like, why do people think I'm pregnant?
Yeah, you can get the whole story and share the story. 99.5QYK.com or the QYK Facebook page.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.